Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's up, guys? Don't forget to sub to Patreon so that you can see the visuals. Because not only do we have episodes of the podcast, we have exclusive content that nobody else sees on any other apps, behind the scenes, photo shoots, and we're dropping a whole bunch of surprising stuff this year. So if you guys don't want to miss out and you want to be the first to know, go over to our Patreon, www.dumbblondeunrated.com. Love ya. Is this thing on?
Bonnie, who used to be a former sex worker and now hosts the podcast Dumb Blonde.
Most little girls grow up wanting to be doctors and lawyers and shit. And I was like, I want to be super hot, make a lot of fucking money, and be a rock star's wife. That was my goal as a child. And here we are.
What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome back to another episode of Dumb Blonde. Today I have, hold on, let me make sure I get this right, because there's so many like accolades that come with this man's name now. Two-time Grammy nominated Jelly Roll.
Yes.
Did I do it right?
You did it right.
Do I have to go down the list though? Do I have to say
No. I'm telling
new
you.
New artist of the year.
No, once you get nominated for a Grammy, or when you win a Grammy, that's what we talked about in the kitchen earlier privately. My wife's like, what all does this mean for your career? I said, well, the biggest thing is, in an artist, it's truly the biggest accolade. Like, to this day, Taylor Swift is the biggest artist on earth.
Yeah.
And if you see a picture of her, like when they put her on the screen for the games, mm-hmm. like nobody knows her, it'll say 10-time or however many times she's won, 10-time Grammy Award winning artist, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That's it. That's why I'm so adamant when I introduce Ashley McBride to be like, this is the Grammy Award winning Ashley McBride.
Yeah.
No. That's it. Because right now, before today, they would have said 3-time CMT winner.
Right.
Or CMA New Artist of the Year winner.
Yeah.
But now people will say the Grammy now. It's crazy. If I win one the rest of my life, That's how I'll be. If I ever go like do a national anthem or something, they'll be like, Grammy Award winning recording artist, Jelly Roll. You know what I'm saying? It's nuts.
Isn't it crazy how the Grammy title just trumps fucking
everything?
Like, you've worked your ass off for all these awards, but as soon as Grammy steps in, it's like, I'm fucking the main bitch.
Fucking King Dick has arrived. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Literally. It's crazy.
Baby, how are you feeling? Okay, so, I mean, we have so much to dive into, but today, let's talk about, because this is going to come out this week, so this is all going to be in real time. This morning, okay, so last night I went to sleep. You're on TV. You're
this
on the
morning
TV.
We went to sleep.
Yeah, well, this morning at 3:00 in the morning, 4:00 in the morning, we went to sleep, and you were, when I fell asleep, you were still watching TV.
Right.
And then I rolled over this morning,
a few moments later.
A few moments later. You are still watching TV, and it freaked me out for a minute there. I had like a flashback to like a drug boyfriend that I had before, because I was like, did he just pull an all-nighter? Like, what
you
happened?
Said, baby, have you not? You were so sweet about it. You said, baby, have you not been able to sleep? I was like, no, the Grammys nominations are finna come out. And you were like, you haven't been asleep? I was like, no, I went to sleep. I just woke up.
Like,
and
oh my
I'm
God.
Trying to find to see if we can see it.
So he's fumbling the remote. He's looking for, you know, ET Live.
Can we take a moment to talk about how shitty streaming services has made watching
terrible.
TV?
Like, you have to plan the night before.
You got to plan and figure out exactly what app it's on and how.
Yeah.
Because Google sent us the 4 different apps. They were like, you can do it on Hulu. Hulu was like, nope. Paramount or YouTube. Was like, nope, Paramount Plus. And then Paramount Plus was like, nope, not on here neither. You got to go to ET Online. And then it just was crazy.
And Google's no fucking help, because because Google gives you all the apps. I'm like trying to help you out and stuff. But yeah, it was really ridiculous.
Makes me want to go back to cable. Yeah. I never thought I would ask to put cable back in our house, but just for days like today, I just wish I would have hit fucking guide and scrolled down until I seen Grammy announcement. Oh, that's what I want to watch. Boom.
Well, next year we're going to make a big production of it whenever you get nominated, because now we know what to do. But this year we're just...
I love your confidence that we're ever going to get nominated again. Baby, I'm waiting on them to take it back now.
Listen, we're putting it in the air, baby. That's what we do. We have you have manifested your entire thing. And then when I got with you, we manifested our entire thing, you know, so I just put it in the air. So you're fumbling, looking for the app and shit. Finally, we figure it out. Both of our phones are going off. People are texting us. We're trying to not look at the text messages that people are sending us. And walk me through it.
What's on your TikTok? I cried. Because I thought, so I didn't know they had a country duo category. So I just assumed when I wasn't up for country album of the year or country artist of the year.
Yeah.
Whatever the first two that were the two main country categories, I definitely didn't think I'd be in the new artist category.
Right.
I thought whatever I was would be specific to the country genre, which I was extremely happy with.
Yeah.
So if I have a chance, it'll be in one of the country genres. So when I passed those two, I was like, not here. I was like, not there. And I was like, oh, my little heart sunk. And I was like, that's all right, man. We're still soup. We got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
You know? And then I looked and it was like new artist of the year. And I was like, I'm sitting there with like Noah Kahan and Ice Spice. And
you're
I'm
the
like,
only country nominated new artist, right?
The Warren Treaty.
I love them. Oh, my God.
I love them. Secretly probably cheering for them that night.
Absolutely.
But over myself even, because that couple, just what a love story. And what a cool thing a moment for them
to
share.
We love love. So just
love, love.
Watch
so
a couple flourish the way
go
they
up there. Weird, dude, I'd lose my shit for them. It'd be like if me and you had a duet in one, you know.
Well, you won't fucking do a duet with me.
Well, because you want me to do dirty Christmas songs, no. Bunny. We're never going to win a Grammy doing dirty Christmas
let's
songs.
Really talk about this really
all right,
quick.
Let's do it right now. I'm glad to bring y'all into our personal beef.
I have asked you to do a duet for years before any of these fucking couples were doing it. And you know what you told me? You said, no, with my luck, you'll fucking outshine me.
That's what you do in everything we do.
No, I don't. Never. I just left it at that. I was like, fuck it. He's never going to do a duet with me.
I've become an accessory. I'm like another Chachi in your life.
Stop
I'm
it.
Just another. Where is Chachi, by the way?
He's right here. Sleeping. Okay. He's in spot. This is his domain. Okay. There he is. Daddy's asking for you.
Okay. Hey, buddy. Good to see you.
All right. So back to you seeing this. You see new artist of the year, and you're just like tears flowing everywhere.
Yeah. I didn't expect to be so emotional, and I ended up posting a video embarrassing myself and me crying.
Aww.
Because I went in there to try to, I was like, I want to post this in real time because I don't want to seem ungrateful.
Right.
I didn't want to seem like a cocky artist that like was letting it sit for 4 or 5 hours. Like I didn't just realize I was nominated for a fucking Grammy.
Absolutely. So your first time.
Yeah. And I'm going out there and I'm trying to make this video. And by like video 4 or 5, I was like, I'm not going to be able to quit crying during this video. You know what I mean? So I just put it out there as it was. And, yeah, it was just unreal, man. I hadn't cried like that. I've never cried that hard for something that made me happy.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was like, it was different because it was like a sob.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a like emotional, like you win or something or like
it was
you're
like
telling
a
story. Yeah, it was like a real like, oh man, I cannot, but I'm getting teary now. It's like, I cannot believe that this thing has went and gotten to here.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's just unreal. I mean, that's the big, I mean, that's the, you know, that's the creme de la creme of this whole thing.
Absolutely. But not even stopping at New Artist of the Year, because I was videoing your reaction, trying to love on you and video the reaction at the same time. I click off the video and you're like, wait, there's more. And you're like, duo of the
that's
year.
That's when I seen it for me and Lainey and Saving It, man. And I was like, oh, this is dude.
So it's two. It's not just one. Like your first time getting nominated for the Grammys, you got two nominations. Like that's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was just. And it was cool, man. And me and Lainey having this shared moment right now in life is so special to our kinship, because to think that she was the most nominated female of the CMAs, I was the most nominated male. She went on to win as many awards as I was nominated for.
Right.
And then for us to both have two Grammy noms and one of them be together.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I think that's a testament to Save Me and how much value she brought to Save Me. So it's just really cool, man. And one of the first people that called and congratulated each other was Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
She's fired up.
Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah, I plan on hitting Dirks. And the Brothers Osborne, which I hung out with TJ the other night. So it was just really cool. War and Treaty I've already hit. It's just seeing the country music family is, and the country category is a little different because, well, it's hard looking at both categories. I don't remember if Zach Bryan was in the new artist category, but he's in the,
I don't think so.
He's in the country duo category. And I love Zach and I love that song with Casey. I think that song's so good.
It's amazing.
To see Vince Gill back on there.
Yeah, that's wild, right?
To see Vince Gill back on there.
That's old country.
Oh, dude, to see Dirks and Billy Strings song, you know, about weed. Mm-hmm. It's so cool. So it's like the country category is even more different because you're looking at, like, you want everybody but you to win, kind of.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're looking like God.
But I think that's why you do as good as you do, and is because your spirit with things is always just so not self-serving. You're always rooting for everybody else around you.
Yeah, for sure. And full disclosure, before it sounds like a saint, it's also a little self-serving, though, because I believe all boats float.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I believe that what Zach Bryan does is so incredible for what I do in general. Like, songs like Save Me can only live because songs like I Remember live.
Right.
You know, so it's like I always want to lift because that stuff, just all boats float, dog. Like Noah Kahan, dude. Like, I hate that I'm against this guy. He's so good. The Drunk Dial song was the first one I heard. I know everybody's like, everybody heard that first.
What song is it?
Yeah, fuck y'all. Drunk Dial, right? Was the first big one I heard. But I mean, dude, this dude is, he is incredible, man.
I've never heard of him.
It's like real old school passionate singer, songwriter, guitar. It's like, it's really fucking cool, man. I wonder what genre he even releases under. Americana or pop? Yeah, he's incredible, man. You got to check him out. He's real. Yeah. You're going
to
love him.
I'll have to check him
out. He's your new favorite artist. You don't even know it.
Really?
For sure.
I'll have to check him out.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the CMAs.
Oh, my God. Right. I'm having my first big viral moment right now.
Let's talk about it, baby.
I'm having a real viral moment. All the other times I was like, oh, I'm going viral.
You're not viral. You're viral.
It's viral.
Shade
dude.
Room.
Breakfast Club.
Shout out fucking
Charlamagne
the God. We love you. Yeah. Like, dude, what the fuck? Like, okay, second year CMAs, I've had the honor of being able to be your date each year. And I remember last year we were so fucking nervous.
Oh.
And this year, I feel like I wasn't as nervous, but I feel like you were even more nervous.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't about the awards, though.
Right.
It was about opening the award show.
Right.
It was like, what they call a cold opening. So no introduction, no, hey, Jelly's coming on, or hey, y'all make some noise for
Jelly Roll.
You know, it was like just you all, and a cappella.
Right.
For the first 25 seconds, like,
yeah, that's a lot of
the kind of new to singing dude having to sing a cappella,
yeah,
without a key, by the way, because it's a cappella, so it's not like I'm hearing a key in my headset or nothing. I'm like, it was interesting, which we landed the plane, and Wynonna coming out, I was so excited and nervous. Because
can we talk about that too? Because that's kind of going a little viral too, is how Wynonna, you know, was hanging on you a little bit, and they said she had a death grip on your jacket, and I think it's really sweet because people saw that you could see that she needed you in that moment, and you just held on to her instead of walking around the whole performance. You literally stood right there and just held her.
Yeah, for sure. Well, look, first of all, Wynonna is the sweetest human on earth.
So fucking cool.
Like, if there's not a clip from this whole podcast that goes viral, I want this to be the one.
Yeah.
Or gets any attention. Wynonna Judd did not have to do that.
At all.
She has said no to everybody and everything. She, not like in a bad way, Wynonna just has always done her own thing.
She's that bitch.
She's that motherfucker. She's always had a heart for the broken. She's always had a spirit for people like us, you know? I don't want to throw nobody under the bus, but when her name came up, which was first presented, because I said, I want to bring a special guest. Could we discuss one? It was the producer of the CMAs, Robert Deaton, who is a sweet guy. He said, you should reach out to Wynonna. And I was like, I should. And there was people on that call right then. I feel like me and Deaton were the only two that thought it was possible.
Right.
Tons of people.
Yeah.
They were like, well, good luck, you know, don't like, man, like they were trying to manage my expectation of Wynonna. And I was like, I think we got a really, me and Wynonna, you talk to her a lot.
Yeah.
I talk to her a lot. We're really friends. And I know Wynonna has a deep passion for the music and the love of what the message we're trying to portray. She didn't hesitate.
Yeah.
She didn't hesitate. I mean, she had to move mountains to do that.
She learned
that song. Dude, she learned that song on short notice, days notice, did hours of rehearsals, just barely enough to even get on there.
Yeah.
And didn't miss a note.
Right.
And I think that's the most important part of this story, too, is that how are y'all going to overlook the fact, yeah, she might have been holding on to me.
Yeah.
But she was blowing to the heavens. Right. The woman was singing from the absolute pit of her soul.
Right.
And she's totally fine. For anybody that was worried about anything deeper, Winona is sharp as a razor.
Tack. Well, I think a lot of people know that she has vertigo, so they didn't know if she was having an episode or not.
Yeah, I didn't even 100% know she had vertigo, and I wasn't sure what was happening in the moment either. Mm-hmm. But it just felt like she, and also in rehearsal, we connected a lot on that stage. Mm-hmm. It was important for us to make sure that there was a connection, because we're connected spiritually anyways. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
There's a way deeper connection than just the collaboration that happened on that stage with us and Winona Judd.
Yep.
And you know, we're bound, yeah, in a different way. Our family is connected to her in a different way. Why not?
Yeah, it feels like we've known her forever. Like, she just
met her earlier this year.
Literally, she's just such a... I grew up on the Judds. So my inner child, my inner little girl, is when she came to meet us and knew who I was like, how do you know who my name? Like, it was just crazy to me. And it's just, she has this, like, over, like, this just... mothering spirit.
Yes.
Like, the minute you are in her force, it's like you just feel like it's a big warm hug.
Yes. And you, it's like you talk about that mothering spirit, she walks in a room and you start thinking of mother stuff. You're like, have I drank water today?
Yeah.
You're like, have I had water today? Like, have I ate healthy this
week?
No,
like, she, you know, just really saying? Has, like, that aura that is just so healing. And just, and it's crazy because she has so much pain that she's been through. Mm-hmm. And, like, to radiate so much healing power everywhere you go is a testimony, you know?
Yeah, to think about everything she's been through in her life and mm-hmm. the fact that she still comes out there and chooses to stand next to me at my biggest moment to do me a favor on my biggest moment of my career.
Yep.
I get a chance to open the biggest night of country music, period, and you chose, like, it's like... For a motherfucker to say anything bad about her on the internet that day, I never comment back to stuff because I just don't think it's worth feeding into.
Yeah.
But I've been so tempted to go on there and clear that for her. But one thing about Winona, she's a boss. She went straight and cleared it up for herself. You know what I'm saying?
Typical air sign. She's like, no, I'm going to get straight to the point.
She was like, let's just get this in the open.
For sure. So moving forward from the Winona.
Winona, we love you, by the way.
Yeah, and
we
love you so much.
Ain't nothing we don't have to say.
We love you so, so much. Moving forward from that, let's talk about leading up to the new artist. You were trying to go to the bar.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
With Zach, by the way, Zach Bryan and me were trying to make a break to the bar.
I had to make this man sit in his seat because I was like, no, in 10 minutes they're about to call for an award. And I was like, you have to be here. And you're like, and so you lean over to Zach and you're like, all right, I'm just going to wait for this this award in a minute. We have to wait for this award and then we can go to the bar. Yeah. Like, two little boys.
Zach, it was Zach too. Zach was like, yo, should we go now? Because, like, in between commercial breaks. So that's the only time you can move is commercial breaks.
Yeah.
And Ernest and him went about 3-4 commercial breaks before that and came back with drinks.
Right.
But we were out of drinks. And I was like, yeah, I think it's, you know, we should go get a drink. And then my wife grabs me. She's like, y'all are nominated for the next category. Y'all have to sit here.
Like, sit
and
down.
The funny thing is, I wouldn't have been surprised if Zach would have been like, fuck it, let's still go to the bar.
Yeah.
He
was really sweet.
He's, I had so much fun sitting next to him.
Yeah.
For those couple hours, because we were talking about the music and we were laughing and fucking smacking beer and I'm ripping a weed pen. I mean, we're just having we're literally.
When he says ripping a weed pen, he was straight up fucking blowing clouds with fucking Jason Aldean to his right, fucking Chris Stapleton. I was like, I smacked him. I'm like, babe, don't be the white trash that we are right now. Can you just have some damn couth, please?
I was nervous. I was nervous.
I couldn't believe it.
And Zach, man, I mean, we just had a ball. His spirit towards me that night was something I'll remember forever.
Yeah.
Especially because we were talking about the award all the way leading up to it. The moment, I don't know if you see it or not, but when they're announcing both of our names, we're touching each other's shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant so much to me, man, that, you know, he's just a great fucking dude.
Yeah.
You just felt that radiating off of him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Zach was like, let's go grab a drink. And I was like, I think we should wait for this award. He's like, oh, shit. he was like mad disappointed.
Yeah.
No, it was fun.
Is he like anti-establishment?
No, man. You know, we talked about that too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I'm sure he don't mind me sharing this. I hope not, Zach. I love you. You know I say stuff with a good spirit. He was like, he just, you know, it's like, it's just weird to him, like where he came from and how he's built this thing, like to be in this room with all, like he's done it so in his own unique, special way.
Right.
Not being anti, he just started writing songs in a place where there wasn't no, you know, I mean, he wrote some of his biggest hits when he was in the military.
Right.
So, I mean, he's just by himself. And then he goes straight into the catapult of touring and life and, you know, so, and then you're sitting there around this place and, you know, he only knows a few of us, and he told me that too. He's like, yo, I'm good to see a familiar face, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, all these cameras are in his face, and he's like, yo, this is fucking weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I mean, they're very invasive. They will literally, your face is right here. They will be right here.
Yeah, for sure.
With a camera. They don't care.
Yeah, Zach was like, yo, this is like, and he's just so Zach Bryan. He's just sitting there enjoying the music fucking with a Bob Dylan t-shirt on.
Yeah.
And a backward ball cap and a half drinking beer.
Yeah.
There was a moment where I felt like we were tailgating.
Yeah.
Right? And we were watching an award show on TV outside of a college football game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it was starting to feel, what me and him were doing. So, yeah, and then they call the award, and I really thought that Zach had deserved it.
Hmm.
I thought I deserved it as well because I've been working really hard, and I think that's how we're all supposed to feel. I hope Megan Maroney thought she deserved it. I think Parker deserved it too. I think Parker's had a hell of a year. You
shout
know what
out
I mean?
Parker and Haley. We love them.
Yeah, they're the best.
We love Megan too. That's our daughter.
Yeah. No, for sure. Love Megan. Love Haley Witters.
Yes.
I thought that all of them were deserving of it, you know, but I mean, I think that Zach Bryan has just done, his numbers are just so undeniable. His impact.
Mm-hmm.
He's the second most streamed artist in country music behind Morgan.
Yep.
And it's close.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's a just juggernaut. So, I was totally prepared for Zach to win, and I was totally going to be happy for him.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe Parker would sneak one in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or Megan and one of the, you know, the Texas boy would win. So I really, I really didn't think I had a chance at that award, like for sure. So when I went up there, I was thinking one.
They call your name. What's going through your mind?
Fuck, kiss my wife. Kiss my wife.
Don't forget to kiss the wife.
I swear, because sometimes, well, you know, sometimes I get excited and I just get to moving, and I was just like, just, you know how you're always telling, like when I get really excited, my wife has to tell me to slow down.
Yeah.
Because I just get to just, you know, whatever. So
like,
I was just
take
like,
a deep breath, baby.
Go slow. That's why I took such my time walking up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, man, I'm going to soak this in, dude. You know? That's why I hugged everybody on the stage that was giving me the award. I was like, I am not.
Lady.
Because at the CMTs, I was so nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, just like rushing everywhere. Like I'm like speed wobbling to the stage. I was like, not tonight, dude. I am fucking cruising, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, how can I thank the most important people the quickest? Thank the other nominees, of course, who I thought were so deserving, and especially Zach, because it was really important for me to make a point to give Zach his flowers on that stage.
Yeah.
And then what can I say to make somebody feel like they're not alone? And that's literally what was rushing through my head. Like, what can I say that can inspire somebody that is like, I'm thinking about the 25-year-old that's like, dude, this is never going to work. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dude, you're so far away from this knot. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you have no clue. Like, if I'd have gave up at 27, I wouldn't be sitting here winning this award.
Yeah.
and 2 days later I'd wake up and be nominated for a Grammy. You know what I mean? Like, and I thought about quitting at 27 and 28.
You made
29.
A fucking blog about it.
For sure.
Yeah. That a you few weren't times. Gonna do rap music anymore and like
yeah.
That was before Save Me even came out. Wasn't that the vlog that we had dropped where you had said, and just for, so everybody knows, I'm not making a rap album again or something like that. And that was like 2019?
Yeah. And I haven't.
Yeah. No, I know.
Made a rap album since then. stay true.
We need to find that footage. Yeah, we need to find that footage.
Yeah, because I just knew that my heart was changing and what the songs I was writing were developing. But yeah, I thought about quitting this thing so many times, so I was just hoping, like, let's let that message get across. And it wasn't meant to be as, like, pastory as it was.
You can't help it, though. You get like that even at home. Like, when you're like talking that. About stuff, you just are so, like, that's you. That is
Listen,
you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was hoping somebody that knew me would say that eventually, because, like, when I get really excited on the red carpet, I think sometimes people are like, is this dude selling us something? It's like, oh, you've never been around me.
No, you are the most boisterous, fucking animated human. Like, you
when I'm
me?
Really fired up.
You're like one of those football players who's like, yeah, fucking go team. Like,
yeah,
that's you,
sure.
dude. Like,
I'm
you
fired
get
up,
excited.
Dude. Yeah, I get like, when you see us standing up when our friends won awards, that's real. I'm fired up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I'm so happy. So, yeah, but also I'm looking up at a screen, mama, and it says 19 seconds, 18 seconds, 17 seconds. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got
That's
a lot
so
I want to get
pressure.
Off. I was like, I got so much. So I'm just, like, trying to roar through something
Drive
right
it
quick.
Home.
And I'm like, I got to land this plane in six seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds.
And let me tell you, land you did, motherfucker, on every fucking blog outlet, blog, dog with a blog, everything, dude. Yes. Like, you are everywhere. I mean, we're talking, like, millions upon millions upon millions of views on this clip of your... You
Tens.
Are, dare I say it, you're the coolest thing that's happened at the CMAs in a really long fucking time.
It's literally tens of millions of views.
Yeah. No, it's insanity.
Like over 50
dude.
Or something is what I've seen.
I mean, you have made it on every platform. I mean, you have crossed over. They said that you and, you know, we'll touch lightly on this, but Twitter is always in a division. That's probably one of the hardest platforms. And they said that you united Twitter for one day.
They said Twitter was united for a day. Until he brought Twitter together.
Yeah.
They said me and Rod Wave could do a song and end racism.
Literally. Because it's crazy because when you think about it, nobody can say anything bad about what you said. What you said was the truth. And some people really needed to fucking hear that. And I read a comment the other day under one of the posts, one of the people that posted you. And somebody said, damn, I realized I haven't been to church in a while.
Mm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The fact that your, you know, 15 second speech could really touch and move people the way that it has. So.
It's a blessing that you get. I was given exactly 60 seconds to say something. I didn't think I was going to win. So I knew this was my only time to talk.
Right.
Like, I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew I definitely wasn't going to win another one. I didn't think I was going to win this one.
Really,
and so
this
I was
is
like,
my time. It's
definitely
time.
Not winning male vocalist. You know what I'm saying? So which I don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Period. But I'm like, you know,
well,
I know
you
I'm
had
not going to win
said
it.
Said if you won male vocalist, you wouldn't accept it.
I would not have accepted that award. Yeah. That I'd have made Cody Johnson or Morgan Wallen come up and get it for sure.
Yeah.
Or
Luke.
Yeah. Or
was Luke
for
in
sure.
It?
Luke was there. Luke was in it too. But I think Luke's had it once. I don't think Morgan or Cody have got it.
Yeah.
I think they should just call it the Chris Stapleton Award and let him give it
At
away.
At this
every
point,
year.
Him old
literally,
Domin-
I think
old
they
Dominion
should just call
and Chris Stapleton are fucking
Old Dominion. It should be the Old Dominion Award and that's Group of the Year.
Yeah.
And it should be the Chris Stapleton Award and that's male vocalist.
Literally.
Of the year. Which is a testament to how incredible Stapleton is.
Yeah, just to watch him live, that was the first time I got to watch him live, and holy shit, what a fucking voice, dude.
Yeah, it's the real
Phenomenal.
Deal 100% of the time.
Yeah.
He's a anomaly vocally. But yeah, I would not have accepted that award. So I knew I wasn't going to have a speech then, I wasn't going to win. But if I did, my speech was going to be Cody Johnson, Morgan Wallen, come up here now.
Yeah.
but...
Yeah, what a moment.
Yeah, you have that one moment and you're like, yo, I got to shoot this. This is my shot. I got to fire.
Gotta shoot my shot,
I got to fire. This is it. You know
I
what
told
I'm saying?
Jay this morning, I was like, man, I got to really step my game up because now that you're Grammy nominated, all the fucking groupies are going to come out of the woodworks.
Shit. So our love is such a love thing. Listen, girls are scared to even tell me I look cute.
Oh,
because our love
it.
Is so public. I won't even have a girl. They won't even flatter me. Oh. Yeah, I wish they would. I watch dudes tell
you guys,
you're hot.
Please,
Jelly's wife's hot. I wish somebody's wife would be like, Jelly's kind of cute.
You
too.
Guys, please flood my husband with sweet comments because he deserves it. You're a fucking stud. I couldn't be more... I feel so redundant and proud just had stopped being a word fucking 4 years ago just for all the accomplishments. But are you finally just happy? Are you in a place where I don't ever want to say content because I know my husband, you're never going to be content. But is this today, is this the first day that you were ever to be like, fuck, I've made it? Or
I think that's why I was so emotional this morning because mm-hmm. it was like, this was the first time I really thought, man, this is, it don't get no bigger than this.
Right.
You know, this is the mountain that you chase.
We were talking about it this morning. You and I are hip hop kids. So watching the Grammys growing up, that was like the ultimate fucking thing to ever get. You know, like you being a rapper, you were watching that saying, I'm going to be there one day.
Oh, yes.
And me being a groupie, I was saying, I'm going to make it there one day too. You know, but
to me, and I know over the years it might have changed.
Just kidding, I'm not a groupie.
Yeah. Whatever. to me, I remember the Grammys as being the one time of the year that the entire world stopped what they were doing to watch what's happening in the entertainment world.
Absolutely.
Like every genre watches rock, you know what I mean? Like seeing the nominations come out today and watching all my rock homies and watching my songwriters, Jesse Joe Dillon.
Yes.
Was nominated as songwriter
of
the year.
Jesse Joe. Sweet girl.
Love you so much, Jesse Joe. So proud of you. And you look at all these other genres and now you have friends. So like, you know, like you see Zach and you're like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you see people that you're like, oh, that's deserving. That's cool. And it's kind of a praise moment where just it's one night that we celebrate music.
Yeah.
And it's kind of one night where the boxes don't really matter no more.
Right.
You know, and that's the hardest thing of the music business because there's so many boxes and then, you know, no matter what box you're in, people don't think you belong in it.
Right.
You know, and I thought that was just me because I always get the you're not country stuff. And it's like, what I got to do? Go fuck a goat? You know what I mean? God, would it help if I told everybody Bunny was my cousin? Bunny's my cousin, y'all. It's, you know, it's like, fucking, what do y'all need for me?
We're real cousins.
Yeah, we're cousins. But it's like, you know, bad joke. But I'm from the South. I can joke like that.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's, you look and it's one night that everybody's just
united
in one big pot mm-hmm. together, and it's just music.
And what's cool is I feel like we are all our own little family in this country music family. So now we're going to a new high school.
Yes.
And it's like at least we've got friends.
At least
like
we got friends.
Yeah,
for
earlier.
Sure. Yeah, it's like we're going to another high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like mixing schools for a day. At least I got all my homies with me. So it's like I'll look at Dierks Bentley, which I look at him as a friend now, but on the red carpet that day, I'll be like,
thank God you're here.
It's my guy. Yeah, thank God he's here, you know? I'll look over at that table full of songwriters I don't know and see Jesse Joe Dillon and be like, that's my motherfucker.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I'll look over at the other table and we'll see Kelsey and we'll see Billy Strings and we'll see all these people and be like, that's our squad. You know? I've already suggested to Lainey, everybody who's accepted my call today, that which I'm calling everybody
and
I'm
he's
so
been
excited.
On the horn all day,
all right,
trust
Carl,
me.
I'm trying to get over this podcast, keep making my calls. But and I was like, yo, we should have like a country music pre-party or post-party for just us.
Yeah.
Invite everybody, but like, let's not play the game. Let's go find our own place, rent it out, throw our own party, all the country music people, and invite the rest of the world to come see how we party.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because I think a lot of them people that come to our party be like, yo, they party like us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we party.
White
you know
trash bash.
Yeah, 100%. That'd be awesome.
Speaking of phone calls, you made a phone call to Miss Donna D. Ford today to tell her about your Grammys. Kind of walk us through that.
It's the most emotional yet funny video I think could ever be made because it's two totally different emotions happening.
Right.
Right. It's like, so my mother's in her late 70s, or early mid 70s. She's not wheelchair bound, but you know, she definitely moves around better in a wheelchair. She's got a walker. Mm-hmm. She's an older woman. She's been tough on herself, you know? And she can't hear for shit. And we bought her the creme de la creme of hearing aids. And she just still can't hear shit. So I call her and I'm like, yo. And I'm like, this is 4 hours after the announcement. Cause I've like let myself calm down emotionally enough to make this call so I could like at least choke through it.
Yeah.
Cause you know, it's a big thing to call your mom and go, dude, your son is a Grammy nominated, has been nominated to win a, you know, for a Grammy. Why get emotional talking about it?
Yeah.
It's like, that's a big thing to, you know, like you want to, that's a dream, you know, God, I couldn't imagine one of my kids calling me, you know. Yeah. I'll be excited if one of them calls and goes, I got accepted. I'll cry. I'm sorry, I got accepted into a community college.
Right.
Because the family we came from, it's like right. Breaking any curse is huge.
Right.
So, and I'm calling. I'm trying not to be emotional, which, of course, I am. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, I just called to tell you that your son, and right then I choke up.
Right.
And she's so deaf, she goes, huh? And I'm like, choking back a tear. So I'm like, it's been nominated for a Grammy.
And she goes,
you got me a present?
No. First she goes, I'm ready. She's like, give it to me. I'm ready.
And then she's like, you brought me a present? And I was like, I've been nominated for a Grammy. And she was like, I don't know what she said, something for the family? And I was like, I've been nominated for a Grammy Award. And I thought she didn't know what the Grammys were for a second, which she knows what the Grammys are. But I think what she was saying is for what?
Right.
But she was like, what is it?
Yeah.
But I think what she meant was like, what were you nominated for?
Right.
But I was like, the biggest award show on earth? And then I loved it. There's this really cute, honest moment where she goes, well, you have to remind me when it's closer because I'll forget.
Aww.
And I'm like, you want to go? And dude, I mean, I had to choke back tears for this. She was like, I'm going to have to get a really nice dress.
No.
And I thought, I've never seen my mother in a dress.
Mm.
And I was like, man, that's crazy. You know what I mean? Because, dude, I spent years of my life not seeing my mother dressed. Like,
can
just
we
in a
talk
nightgown.
About the
you know
transformation
I mean?
With Donna D. Ford these past couple of years? Because you have come on the podcast and we've heard in other interviews that you've talked about, you know, Mama D's mental health and stuff like that. And these past, what, 2-3 years?
Dude.
Completely
yeah.
different human.
She has traveled more this year than she has the other 74 years she's been alive.
Yeah. There was times she wouldn't even come out of her room. When we first got together, we couldn't get her to go on vacation with us to California.
Decades of not coming out of her bedroom.
Now she's going to Florida with her friends.
Yeah, now she's going to Florida with her friends, going to Florida with us, gambling with me at casinos in Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
she's coming to your shows.
She's coming to the shows. She's just popping up at any show that's close. You
yeah.
know? It's unbelievable, man, how well she's doing. I'm so proud. She quit smoking cigarettes, dude.
Bro,
that lady
crazy.
Smoked 2 packs of cigarettes, 100s, the long ones. Virginia Slims when I was a kid.
That woman
the
loved
big ones.
A cigarette.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dude, she was a cigarette-smoking fool.
Remember the time we let her move in with us, and my one rule was, Donna, you're not allowed to smoke in the house.
Yeah.
What'd she do?
Smoked in the house. She don't care.
And then tried to lie about it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't smoke in the house.
Yeah, and it's just a waft of smoke over her head. She's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Cigarettes are just all the way through the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like to see, you know, to see where she's at in her life. And I tell you what, dude, I'm going to put her in a dress and push her ass down that red carpet.
Let's fucking do it, baby.
You know
oh, my God,
saying?
What an iconic moment, though, to get a picture of you and your mom on the red carpet.
Oh, dude, I'll cry.
Bro.
It'll be the coolest moment ever, you know. For us to have that memory, it'll be crazy.
It'll be
for me
amazing.
To carry it, for her great-grandchildren to see it, as stuff that you just think about. This is, it's unreal that the fairy tale that you and I are living in right now is being captured in 4K.
It's crazy.
Right? That you know, I don't have a single video of my parents from their childhood. I got a couple of black and white pictures, and like my great grandchildren are going to be able to relive me and you at award shows and red carpets. And
yeah.
It's just what a dream. And it's not just because of where we are in our lives. Everybody has this now because of phones.
Yeah.
You know? So it's really cool. It'd be cool to catch that moment with her.
It is a fairy tale. I every time I post something, all I can say is like, we're like an outlaw fairy tale because we're not supposed to be here. You know, like your background, where you grew up, how you grew up, being an ex-felon, fucking drug dealer, you know, like it's just crazy because it's a real life fairy tale.
It's, I mean, we wasn't supposed to be here. What's that, Jay Lyric? we wasn't supposed to be here. Now that we here, you know what I'm saying?
Are we allowed to talk about that or no?
I don't know. You look weird about that.
Come on, please.
So.
Come on.
No.
Please. No, it's just so cool.
I think it's the coolest thing ever, but it's one of them weird things that if we talk about it, might fuck it up.
So. He might know how much you admire him and think it's fucking amazing.
I think he knows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jay knows how much I fucking...
We're talking about Jay-Z, guys.
Yeah, huge fan of Jay-Z.
So Jay's manager now used to manage Jay-Z, and that's where the correlation is.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to
Me
say
being
that?
The first Jay.
Right.
Yeah. So my manager now used to manage Jay-Z.
Right.
And reportedly, allegedly, Jay-Z hit him up and talked about how cool he thought the speech was.
Yeah.
So, I just don't know if I wanted to say that and throw him under the bus because Jay's such a private dude, you know?
But wow.
And I'd hate for me saying that fuck up my chance to be fucking Jay-Z one day.
For our fucking, the little hip-hop kids inside of us, that's fucking amazing,
dude. I'd lose my shit, dude. My dad bought me the Decoded book for Christmas one year.
Yeah.
You know when they decoded the Jay-Z lyrics of the book? Like, that was a Christmas gift to me one year.
Aww. Yeah, I love that. And you guys are both Sagittarius. Isn't he the
same? We're the same fucking birthday.
Yeah, you guys have the same exact birthday.
Yes, and Max Holloway, champions across the board, baby. December 4th got some legends.
Yeah, y'all don't miss. That's for sure. You motherfuckers do not miss. When you dial into something, it's on and cracking.
Thank you, thank you.
Well, baby, you want to answer some questions? We can get to the fun part of the fucking... Well, I mean, this was fun.
I was going to say, I couldn't get much more fun than this. I feel like we're doing a really good one this time.
Yeah, amazing.
I feel like this is good. Right? We're talking about some cool stuff. Yeah. Hey, can we talk about tour?
Oh, motherfucker, yes. And Mimi, will you pick out some stuff for us on Patreon while we talk about tour?
You only let me on your podcast once every 20 months. So,
I know,
we got a lot of catching up to do.
Well, first of all, you do everybody else's podcast, so it's like I don't want to bring a watered-down guest on my podcast.
God forbid you bring a whore on your podcast. You would never.
I mean, it's hosted by a whore, so.
I figured I'd be accepted here. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, let's talk about the fucking tour, though, because that was insanity, too. And for everybody, not to toot my own horn, but my husband did not think I was going to fucking go out the entire tour with him.
No, I did not.
Had a slight argument about it.
Not an argument, but I was just managing expectations.
But I told him, I was like, I am dialed in, motherfucker. I'm going. And it was, thank you for letting me go and having me go. You know, like, not, I don't want to say letting me because then people will be like, oh, he's abusive. But it's like, thank you.
I allowed you to come.
Yeah. Thank you for having me there because it really made me step outside my box and realize that, I don't know. I just worked a lot of shit out on that tour too. Yeah. So
no, man, you did really well. You dealt with your anxiety incredibly well. That's the only thing I was worried about with it.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. I thought it went incredible. I mean, normally I can look back at a tour and say that show was kind of whatever. There's just always like an outlier of at least one show that you're like, yeah, it was kind of trash.
Right.
That didn't happen. Mm-mm. I mean, this whole tour, when they asked my favorite show, I was like,
you can't pick. I think that's such an unfair question when people ask you that, because it's like every city brings a different energy.
And there's always, the only thing that makes shows different is like little things that can make things special. Mm-hmm. Like Austin will always stand out because my friends from the Comedy Mothership came and Tony Hinchcliffe and like when Nate Diaz comes out, like those things are like things that stick, the 3-6 dates. But
yeah.
All the shows were crowd-wise incredible every single night.
I mean, we're talking 20,000 plus.
Every night.
Like?
Every night. Like 780,000 tickets sold for the whole tour.
Baby, I remember.
540,000 tickets on 40 dates of just the Live Nation portion of the tour.
Did Baby Jason, who played to fucking bars of 10
people. Oh, at the playing field in Antioch? Fuck no.
Ever think that he would be looking out into the crowd at 20,000 people? Like, were your expectations high back then, or were you just like, I just want to make it?
I just want to make it. That's it. Never had a high expectation. Never dreamed of this, to be honest. Even the Grammys, like, I would watch the Grammys, and then I would go to my bedroom, and I would do the songs they were doing in my microphone or my fake microphone, a pencil or a hairbrush or something, or... You know what I mean? I would dream of, I didn't have a music talent back then, but I didn't think I'd end up at the Grammys no more than if I watched Auburn play college football on a Saturday and then went out in the front yard and threw the football to myself and acted like I made a touchdown plan for the Auburn Tigers or made a touchdown plan for the Tennessee Vols because my family was half Auburn fans, half Vols fans.
Right.
you know, no more like, oh, Jelly Roll Cox back, Peyton Manning to Jelly, Jelly catches, touchdown, Jason, you know, and I was like, and in my mind, I was like, one day I'm going to go do this at UT, and never thought that. I was just being a kid.
Right.
So to it actually to manifest itself and come alive, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's been fucking insane. It's been a wild ride, dude. And, you know, just to get to see the machine behind it, I don't think people realize what goes into a tour and how, like, how many moving parts there are to, like, put a show together.
Yeah, especially that magnitude. It's, we had 60, almost 70 employees on our, just on our end that were with us every day.
Yeah.
I mean, every single day, a 70-person crew pulling
yeah.
up. I don't remember everybody's name.
Right.
You can't learn everybody's name over
no
the
way.
Course of a, you know, a 60, 70-day tour and that many names or whatever it was.
Yeah.
80-something days. I don't remember how many it was. But
It was July 28th.
It was 11 weeks.
July 28th till October 13th or 14th.
Yeah, the 14th or 15th.
Yeah.
So it was whatever it was. But, you know, you got 70 people. And then you don't count. There's another anywhere from 30 to 60 locals doing hands backstage. Another 30 to 60 locals out front. 4 to 5 police officers. Special med units. Another 50 security officers. So, like, you're employing 300 people a show.
Yeah.
400 people a show. It's a huge deal, man. You know,
your shows made news in most cities that you went to because getting in and out of your concerts was complete fucking chaos.
Yeah, traffic. We had traffic news. It was wild.
Yeah, it was wild.
It was stuff I would have never even thought could be a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of, like, you think about the like social impact you bring to economies and cities too.
Mm-hmm.
Just stuff that you're like, man, I never even thought about this kind of shit until you're in the middle of the storm of it. And I was in the middle of the storm of it too. It was awesome. Everybody,
yeah.
But the crowds, the fans, struggle opening every show. Josh Adam Myers just killed it.
Caitlin Curtis,
man, just undeniable every time she sings, you know?
Amazing.
And then the fact that we got to do some shows with Yella Wolf.
Yeah, we love Yella.
God, the fact 3-6 Mafia,
that
Juicy J,
iconic.
And DJ Paul together.
Iconic. I got to do a TikTok with DJ Paul. I was so happy.
Yes.
I love Paul. I just love,
he's
love,
the
love
best,
Paul.
Man. Him and Juicy were two of the first to congratulate me on the Grammy today.
Yeah.
They were two of the first to congratulate. Both of them posted me the night that I won the CMAs.
Aww.
It's just cool. Ashley McBride.
Love her.
The Grammy Award winning Ashley McBride.
The Grammy Award winning Ashley.
It's
McBride.
Different now that you know the
pride. Yeah,
of
for
it,
sure.
Right?
That's amazing that she won a Grammy. That's fucking
yes.
so cool.
So happy for her. She is one of the best, and she connected so well.
Yeah.
Man.
Jesse Murph came
yeah.
out for a couple.
Jesse Murph came out. I would watch Ashley McBride sing. I would stand side stage every night. She'd leave the light on in the kitchen because I just love that song.
It's such a good song.
I say it all the time, but it's people. If you don't remember this era, you're not going to understand this. But sometimes when I hear songs, I see them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear this song, I see linoleum floors and wallpaper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I am just.
And your mom smoking a cigarette.
I see
at the table.
My mother smoking a cigarette at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this like distinct vision of my childhood. And I know that if I'm seeing that everybody is, that's
absolutely.
In that era. So it's like to write a song, if I tell people all the time, if you can write a song a person can feel in their spirit or a song that a person can see,
yep.
dude, that is the greatest song. That is like the gift of all songs, you know?
It's amazing. She performed it at the CMAs and it was just so beautiful.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. It's one of those songs that just makes sense and it's a feel-good song.
Yes, for sure. And you don't see it coming.
Mm-mm.
So the crowd that didn't know it, you get to that final line of the hook, and that's why I leave a light on in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And you just watch the arena erupt.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah, she's amazing. And
it's encouraging.
She's looking snatched, too.
She's looking great.
Fucking amazing.
They
right?
asked me my celebrity crush on the red carpet. I was like, I'll take Ashley McBride.
Ah, I love that. Jesse Murph, you guys just dropped a song, Wild Ones.
Yes.
Together. You got to
my little sister,
that.
Dude. That's my little homie.
She's so cute.
Dude.
She's so beautiful. Like, what a gorgeous kid.
And her soul.
Yeah.
Her soul is like, I met her brother,
yeah.
talked to her about her family. She grew up in a musical household.
Yeah.
Everybody sang or played. Her brother's her lead guitar player now.
Mm-hmm.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I was worried. Her voice is so unique and so raspy and so smoky that I was worried if she was hurting herself when she was singing.
Right.
You know, because it's like sometimes you can find something in your throat that sounds really good, but it's not sustainable.
Right.
So when she came out to sing with me the first time, we rehearsed Simple Man in the dressing room. And as soon as she started singing, I was like, this girl's going to do this forever.
Yeah.
Like, this is the most, because like when you see somebody sing in front of you, like Lainey's the same way.
Yeah, amazing.
Ashley's another one. Yeah. That's the same way. Kelsey, God, all the women in country music. Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Everyone, Stevie Nicks. These are people that, like, it's this iconic thing in their voice. And especially with women singers.
So you know what I mean? Janis Joplin had that rasp.
Janis Joplin had it. Exactly.
She sings, Jesse sounds a lot like a bluesy Nelly Furtado.
Yeah. Literally. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think she just, it's funny, all the comparisons we have of her are Amy Winehouse.
Yep.
Are these iconic voices. And I had that moment in that dressing room with her that first time. I was like, oh, my God. Because she wasn't trying. She was like just making sure she had. Like, I'd come in here and I'd go like, and I'm like, whoa, yeah, exactly like that. You know what I mean? She's just so incredible. And then I got to work with her on the record. And to be so young, she knows exactly what she wants.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
When you told me that, I loved that about her. Because
her confidence and her understanding of what she's looking for.
Right.
Even to the point of me and her having a conversation where I'm like, what do you think about this? And she's like, I like it, but what about this? And I'm like, yes. Cool. Yeah. Like, she's just awesome, man. She deserves everything she's getting, and I was just honored to be a part of a song.
Yeah.
You know, that song was a hit without, I didn't have anything to do with that song being a hit.
Yeah, it was I mean, she's a fucking powerhouse in herself, but I 100%. Do think that you added a little flavor to it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I added an age element, if nothing else. But you know what I'm saying?
We were actually kind of like worried about the age thing because we didn't know how people were going to receive it, but it turned
first,
out
I was worried about it, and then you got me calm, and then you got worried about it, and then I got stressed, and I was like, what?
Because we're always trying to walk a fine line here, and you know, the way the internet is these days.
We
got to
quit reading the comments.
Yeah, you know, the way the internet is these days, you never know how people are going to act, but it was received so well. And then you guys did Jimmy Kimmel together, and that was a fucking hit. And I mean, now it's like just off the charts right now.
100%. Y'all, Jessie Murphy's the best. She came out to two shows, and with this one night she came out, Lainey was a guest surprise too. So I had one night where I had Tony Hinchcliffe and Brian Simpson and all my favorite comedians with me, and I had Jessie Murph and Lainey Wilson.
And Ashley.
And Ashley McBride. All as special guests during my set one night.
Yeah.
And I goes back to the story I always tell about, I think it's kind of looking over me because of my childhood, that somehow women have always been such a pivotal piece of the biggest moments of my life.
Yeah.
Like having a daughter being what got me to quit selling drugs and start really trying to make music. Marrying you, which made me really settle down into my dreams and focus on just building something with somebody instead of, you know, just whatever.
Chasing tail
pretty much, right? And then you look at, like, our publicist, Jennifer Vesio. You know, so many publicists turned me down.
Oh.
I had one fire me because me and Andrew Schultz were friends. Literally, was my publicist for, like, 20 hours. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, me and my buddy Andrew Schultz did a song together. And they're like, we're out.
Yeah.
You know, and now, by the way,
Grandma
just sold out Madison Square Garden.
Vaccine.
Yeah, right. And by the way, Andrew Schultz just sold out Madison Square Garden two fucking nights in
Let's
a row.
Let's fucking go.
Two nights
baby.
In a row, Schultzy, baby.
We love Schultzy,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, Madison Square Schultz, baby.
We love Schultz.
Yeah, I lost the whole publicist being his friend.
That's hilarious. No, there was a lot of publicists who didn't want to work with you.
They all turned me down, but it took a one-woman publicist
having
with her own
you.
Little boutique office.
Yeah.
That was like, yeah, I get it. You hang out with a bunch of comedians, so you say wild shit, but you don't mean it. You got a good spirit. And
she's been a fucking pit bull,
she's
dude.
She's a pit bull, dude.
She's amazing.
She is amazing.
Shout out Vesio. We love you.
Yeah.
Hope your little foot's feeling better.
Yeah. Poor Vesio.
She just broke her foot the day of the CMAs.
Yeah, she was crutching into the after party.
Oh, she was thugging. She let the crutches go.
She was faster than me and you.
She let the crutches go and was just fucking flopping on the boot. I was like, Jen, get your fucking crutches.
What
are you doing? We're both fucking hobbling around.
Which was really cool. So Vesio, Joe Jamie.
Yeah.
Over at the label.
I love Joe
you
so
know,
much.
Just, it's always been these, the women of country, Miranda Lambert.
We love Miranda.
You know, rallied behind me. Lainey yeah. being a part of my big single, didn't hesitate. My friendship with Ashley, Kelsey. It's like all these, you know, it's just been really cool to see that.
Everybody.
And I say it, it's because of you. They all love you to death.
Stop
and I'm
it.
Safe. They know that I'm
Stop
not going to flirt
it.
With none of them or be fucking weird. You know what I'm saying? It's like
no.
I'm like everybody's
Baby,
dad.
You are, but you are a safe space.
For sure.
And people.
So
and,
are you, though. That's what makes your podcast. Let me give you your flowers, bro.
Oh, can we talk? We're talking
no,
about
no,
you.
No, shut the fuck up and accept this, okay? You're right. going to take this dick, girl.
Take it. Right? I'm going to take it. I'm
no,
going to take it.
You deserve this. It's like, that's what I hear the most about you from people that come on your pod or people that you talk to is that you create a real safe place. And I think that's the magic of us, period, is that we are a safe place for people. Because what I've learned about life is the people who have lived in the most unsafe circumstances aspire to create the most safe circumstances.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think people see that in us. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think that's
yeah.
that doorway into that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Women writers, Jesse Jo Dillon, Jesse Alexander, you know what I mean, have
yeah.
been pivotal pieces of my writing process,
yeah.
you know?
Hillary and Monica, right?
Too? Oh, God, yeah. Dude, Hillary, mm-hmm. Hillary Lindsay, insane. Just,
yeah.
It's so, it's been so, Monica from yeah. Good Morning America.
I love her.
God,
she had
dude.
Her rack out the other night. I was
yes.
like, bring them titties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Monica was looking good the other
she
night.
She was racking
had a dress
it up,
on.
Bro. I was like,
I was
what's
like,
up,
go,
girl?
Monica, go. I was like, did you take pictures on the red carpet?
Yeah.
I made her take a picture with me holding my award.
Speaking of the award that you dropped.
Yeah, I fumbled it. Right after I let her hold
I
it. Monica
knew you
fucked
were
it
do
up.
It.
No, I'm joking.
First of all, he gets the award. They hand him the award. And within 2 seconds, Luke walks by and he goes, Luke. And he like puts his fucking award out like a lightsaber. And him and Luke Combs start fucking lightsabering the awards. And the lady who handed you the award goes, oh my gosh. Like I was like, oh my God, this is not going to be good.
And,
I was
then
like,
we clinked it. Luke said, give it
like,
a little
tink,
tap. Luke,
tink,
give it a little tap.
Tink,
we're like, tink, tink. It's like,
yeah, no, I was
I forgot
like,
me and Luke did that. We were tipsy.
No,
sure.
I was like, bro, he's going to break this. And then you were doing the interviews and I had to go back to the bus and they came in and they're like, Jelly broke his CMA award. I was like, go fucking figure. Par
Listen,
for the course for my little fucking
and it was so
bull
loud.
In a china shop.
You know, like when somebody drops a tray of plates at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And everybody like, I dropped that award in the media room and you could have heard a mouse piss on cotton. I'm not bullshitting.
Because nobody
I'm
wanted to get blamed
dude.
For it.
I'm not bullshitting.
Everybody's like,
dude.
I didn't do it. I didn't
I'm
do
not,
it.
I was like, oh, no. And I was like, all I screamed was, Vesio, I fucked up. And Vesio comes around the corner, and she's so funny. This is our publicist again. Vesio's like, hey, just keep doing media as normal and don't talk about breaking the award. And I walked straight into it, and I go, did y'all see I just broke the
yeah.
trophy? And she was like, I fucking hate working
yeah.
for you. She was
I love that Vesio gets you, though, and she doesn't get mad at you.
Yeah.
You know, like, she tries to gently guide you, and you need that because if you had a publicist that was, like, strict with you, you'd
yeah.
fucking fire them in a
heartbeat. 100%.
Yeah.
No, she's loving it. And she was, I'm just glad it didn't make no article because I was joking. Then I started joking. I was like, yeah, I threw it at my publicist.
Yeah.
Trying to break her other foot. Bad publicist. Bad publicist. She takes it well. But
I think you could hear the sound on Entertainment Tonight. You can hear it breaking.
Oh, yeah.
And then you walk into the set.
Yeah, and then I'm like, yeah.
Sheepishly. Like, you walk in there just, like, sheepishly. Like, I just broke the CMA award.
Because I was like, are they going to give me another one? I was
yeah.
like, what if that blows my only chance? Like, that's not the storyline I want leaving this award show.
Yeah, they'll hold a grudge.
Yeah, right? They're like, you can't give him shit.
Yeah, ever.
I secretly hope they send me that one duct taped.
That would be fucking
That's my
awesome.
Prayers.
We'll
I'm the
put,
only
we'll
person. Or
place.
Like a super glue and you just see the glue on the outside. They don't mold. You know what I mean? Like,
that would be hilarious.
It looks like it's clearly put back together.
I love it, baby. I'm just so proud of you. Like, this fucking year has been a whirlwind.
Oh, dude. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I posted it just now, but when because I videoed it the other night. It feels like our documentary came out a lifetime ago.
Yeah, like 2 years ago.
And it was four right. months ago.
Wow, that's perspective.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that.
They started filming our documentary a year ago at the CMAs, a little bit before that, but that's how fast that happened. We walked our first red carpet ever at the CMAs 1 year ago from when this podcast is dropping.
crazy.
Ever. Never walked on a red carpet before, ever. Neither one of us.
And now we're like vets.
Now we're like, what's up, red carpet for us? What are we wearing?
You know what I'm saying? What car are we pulling up in? You have cars designed just to fucking pull up.
Yeah, well, I'm not next year. I'm a bad habit.
Okay, good.
But for good. Borrowing a car next year.
It's very stressful.
But I will say we started a small trend. A lot of cars pulled up to the red carpet this year.
Good.
I was excited about that.
Yay. Trendsetters.
Hey, man. You never know. Who would have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk, baby? Well, yeah. You want to answer some questions?
Yeah. I don't know. I just enjoy talking to you, though.
I love talking to you, too.
But I love our Patreon family, so.
Yeah, we got to love our Patreon. We got to love on the Patreon.
You got to give them the exclusives. I keep telling you, and I want you, don't, you better put this on Patreon, because I want to see y'all tell her y'all want it. I think me and Bunny should do a question and answer a month for just Patreon.
Okay, hold on. Hold on here, because my husband has this thing where he likes to throw me under the bus, but not fucking explain the entire fucking situation. I would love to commit to that, honey, but you have commitment issues, and I don't want to ever get people excited and hyped up, and you fucking cancel all the time. On this podcast, I had to throw a fit for my husband to come on this podcast. Let's keep it real. That he was going to go on somebody else's podcast, and I said, wait a fucking second. I said, you promised me that you would sit down with me first. And he was like, he could tell that I was kind of pissed about it. And he was like, all right, well, fuck it. When do you want to do it? When do you want to do your podcast? And I'm like, let's do it this weekend. And then he still couldn't do it. And then fucking today, it just happened to work.
Well, in my lucky favor. For me, I had a vision, okay? Because she wanted to do it on like Monday or Sunday. And I was like, yo, the CMAs are Wednesday. Should we just wait and see if something really cool happens there? Which did.
I wish my husband really had that much insight.
Imagine if we'd even did it last night. We'd have blew the whole Grammy thing.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
Because we were supposed to do it last night.
Yeah. I mean, everything happens for a reason. But I would love to do a Q&A with Daddy every fucking month if you ever would like to just sit down. So we'll put it in the universe. And if I can get Daddy to do it, let's do it.
Hey, man. I mean, as long as y'all bring the camera to us.
So will Jelly Roll be hiring? Who will you be hiring to decorate your tree for the Christmas tree competition this year?
I've never hired anybody. That was a lie.
That's a
okay,
lie.
That was a big old fib.
Hold
as
on.
They would say.
Do you not have people that get paid to work for us decorate your tree? Would that be better politically correct?
They don't get paid to decorate the tree, though.
Okay, but they get paid by us to run errands and do stuff for us.
Ish, they work for us, and they love the tree helping aspect of what we
do.
No,
they don't love it. They dread it every fucking year.
That is not the case.
Oh, fucking please.
They love it.
No,
I'm
baby.
I'm trying to tell you. No, I don't need. I'm going to. You piss me off with that so much that I am going that I am not only going to do my own tree, I'm going to make a whole documentary about it of me just fucking.
No, you're
and
not.
And I'm putting it on your Patreon.
Oh, yeah. My God. This dude right here, you guys.
I went viral, by the way. You put millions of people seeing you being like, fucking.
He watched it, and as he's watching it next to me, he goes, oh.
I was like, ooh.
Oh, like each time he got hit, like, he was like, oh.
I was just, I was just dart. I was like, whoa, I'm in an axe throwing competition here.
I love you. So every year, and for those of you guys who don't know, every year we have I don't know how this tradition.
Oh, they fucking know. You fucking have told them.
I don't know how this tradition started, but it started like 2 or 3 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe
no,
four.
We've been doing this pretty much the whole time.
Really? Yeah.
Not
okay.
Like it used to be more like
family.
Like, yeah, we had a family tree. Mm-hmm. We would have multiple trees and we would do different themes for all of them as a family.
Right.
What really started was you don't like family trees. You like pretty trees. I like family trees.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you were
like
so you
aesthetic.
Were finally like, why don't you just make your own little tree? And I was like, my tree will be cooler than yours, which it was. You know what I'm saying? And that's how competition started.
So everybody gets to vote. So if you guys don't follow us on TikTok, make sure you follow us on TikTok because you will get to see the trees. You'll get to vote. And then we'll announce a winner.
And you fucking bunny lovers. And I call y'all little bunny believers.
Oh,
you little
God.
Bunny believers. Y'all better be unbiased for once, okay? Because
no.
I'm a big fan
Hold
of this motherfucker
on.
Too. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Hold on, though. You won last year. And I really went all out.
You got a fan base so loyal, they're against me.
No, you won the fucking... Everybody was like, Bunny, we love you, but his old school tree really fucking... We loved it. It was nostalgic. That's what they said.
That's what I do. It's the fucking the Christmas story tree. Everybody said it.
That's all right. Well, you better bring your motherfucking
The only problem is I'm a one-trick pony. I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I do the nostalgia tree.
Well, you've got 5 days to think about it.
We're not doing the competition in 5 days, are we?
Baby, I have to have those trees up before Thanksgiving dinner.
No.
Yes, sir.
This is not fair. We should put your little make everybody happy tree that you decorate in a color scheme up that looks like fucking one from a JCPenney catalog.
Are you trying to tell me how to run my Christmas tree competition?
Whoa, I'm telling you how we should run the Christmas. Yes, because I'm a participant. I think I should have a vote. Yeah, 100%. I think this is a democracy.
I love when he gets sassy. He goes, yes. All right, well, we'll circle back to that. But what's Jelly's favorite memory with Bunny?
Favorite memory with Bunny. I don't know. I mean, we got another 20 years at least of making them.
Right? I feel like so many moments. It's hard to just narrow in on one.
Yeah, I mean, I could give you five a year from the first year we got together, maybe.
Oh, we don't got
to
do that.
No, I'm saying that'd probably be the easiest way for me to do it and feel like I was quantifying it, right?
Oh.
Because I've got so many just good memories. I seen, it's funny, I have memories of us from like either really big moments in our lives, like, awards or album releases or vacations or like anniversaries.
I could tell you a recent memory that I loved with you is when we just had to literally travel to Utah by ourselves. We had to go handle some business out there. We had no security with us. We had no people to help us with our bags. Like we were old Jelly and Bunny.
Yeah, it was back to the struggling days. It was really cool.
And it was, dude, there was a moment where... We pull up to this hotel. It wasn't exactly like what we thought it was going to be. It was like a ramped up Motel 6.
It was a trap. Let's just be honest. It was a shit can of a hotel.
They had us park in the very back. Our room was as farthest away from the car as possible, as you could think. The Escalade that we had rented, the fucking door in the back wouldn't lift. So we're yanking our suitcases through.
And for whatever reason, there's something in the car triggered where as soon as you turn it off, it goes ding dong. Ding, ding.
And doesn't stop.
Ding, ding. At maximum volume while you walk away from the car after you close the doors. It might have just went all night for all we know.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. So we're yanking our suitcases out of the back. That sound's going off. It's freezing outside.
Freezing.
Fucking, we already don't
it's
really.
Misty. It's bad.
It's just terrible. And Jay loses I lost the room key. Jay loses the car keys. Like, we had a moment where everything was so frantic. And then we just kind of looked at each other and just started laughing.
Oh, you were hurt?
No, I wasn't hurt yet.
You wasn't hurt yet?
I hurt myself the next day.
Next day.
Yep.
Doing your Backstreet Boy dance.
Oh, God. But yeah, that was like a sweet moment for us because it kind of just reminded us of like, yeah, this was us.
For sure. Yeah. It was also cool because just... with the way life has worked out for us the last 3 years and my schedule and the pace and like having a tour. And I think what people don't get about my schedule right now is I wake up in the morning with like, we watched that movie Long Shot the other night. Did you ever watch that, Mimi? You got a microphone, don't you? No, you should have one. But have you seen it, Jason? It's an old Seth Rogen movie, right? Him and who was the girl you knew?
I forget who it was. Actor. Charlize Theron.
Yeah. And she's like a political figure that's fixing to be the next president. And they get in the car and she wakes straight up. And when she walks out of the bedroom, the dude's there and he's like, hey, you got a 9 o'clock with this, a 9:12 call, a 9:27 call. And he's like, and there's like a whole 2 minute montage of them just driving and him just giving her this schedule. And that's my life right now.
Literally.
You know, like from the moment I wake up till I go to sleep. Every single day, every city, I walk out of my bunk alley on the bus, and there's a dude there.
Yeah.
Hey, you got 2 o'clock, 2:30, da da da. Or I wake up in Nashville. Hey, you got this, and there's a dude just sitting there waiting to go do all this stuff. And it sounds bougie, but it's just part of the business.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's bougie. You're working hard.
So this was the first time in that we went to a place that didn't require your manager or your makeup lady. Or my manager, or my security, or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we always have, we have our own entourages.
Yeah, for sure. There's always a group of people around us based on what we do for work, you know? that we really, and it was really, it reminded me of like the old days of yeah. us.
We haven't
and I've been
to be alone.
Fiending for that because we kept trying to go to the mountains that one week that I thought I was going to have a week off.
Mm-hmm.
And even booked a room and didn't get to make it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's just important for me and you to just go do something for us. But
yeah.
Memory-wise, I have all these good memories of like big moments, but little moments too. When we lived in that little condo and that bar was next door and we'd go in there and shoot basketball in the little arcade. They had one of them basketball arcade games. Just little
yeah.
stuff like that. Like.
Yeah.
Just spending time with just us and it has always been my favorite memory of us.
Yeah. I love you. Yeah. I think all
I love that. I bet people wouldn't expect that. That both of our favorite memories of us are moments of just us. It's
just
not like it's not
alone.
Like the award show. It's
right.
not like these big they're great, but they're not my favorite
no.
memories of us. There's some, you know what I mean? My favorite memory is that we're there with each other in those moments.
Yeah.
But my favorite memories of us is when it's just us.
Yeah, when we can just reconnect. Like even going to eat fucking Hawaiian food in Utah by ourselves
yeah.
was a blast. Getting chased
awful.
By a cop that we thought was pulling
thought
us
was,
over.
You thought was pulling us over. I was confused why you were following us. He was a really nice cop though.
He was actually
yeah.
a fan.
Yeah, he was actually
he was going
he was
through
making sure he seen it right. He was
yeah,
going through a breakup and was listening to Save Me when I drove by.
And he was like, all I saw was a cop do this. Right? So we're yeah. driving by and I'm like, that cop is pissed. I'm like, yeah. what were we speeding? Like what? And Jay's like, I don't know. And Jay's got, you know, weed in the car. And
I
I'm
don't
just
know
like,
the Utah weed laws.
Yeah,
you know
so we
I
were
I'm
stressing.
Like, no.
And I mean, this dude followed us for a good minute, dude. And
yeah.
We pulled in the driveway of this place to eat, and we fucking just hightailed it in before he could get behind us. And then Jay saw him pull in and went out there. And Jay comes in 2 minutes later. He's like, "Hey, can you take a picture of for us?"
He was actually really cool, man.
Yeah.
He's a really good guy.
Yeah, he was super
yeah,
sweet.
He had our back too.
Yeah,
made me feel a little more comfortable too. I was like, "Yo, I'm staying at this fucking shit can over here. Swing by sometime, make sure I'm okay."
Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, "Fuck, we're in the trap."
So, asking from Antioch. How old were you when you watched your first Grammy Award on TV?
Oh, what a great question. Dude, I probably watched my first one at an age I wouldn't remember, to be honest. Probably
yeah.
that early. Because those pop culture events were like stuff that would set our whole family down.
That was a family yeah. event. Because
we didn't do a lot of TV,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not. We were more radio people, even though we had a TV.
Mm-hmm.
But when we did do TV, we all did TV.
Yeah.
It was like a thing. Like, I vividly remember us all watching TV together.
Absolutely, yeah. Same.
So, yeah, probably 12 or 13 is when I remember us all really sitting around. But I'm sure we did it at 8, 9, 7. You know, I'm sure I did it my whole life.
Yeah. I mean, it's just good. The Grammys are fucking iconic. What's your favorite prison meal you cooked on the inside?
I know this is the cliche-est one, but it's always been just ghetto dope. Just taking the, you know, making the crackers with the cheese and
mm-hmm.
the Fritos and the hot flaming Cheetos
yep.
and the noodles, and then slicing them down and putting some peppers in there and getting the jalapeno pepper cheese spread and the crackers, and it was awesome. Now my favorite little fat snack
was
man,
the moon pie one, right?
Dude, I made you a moon pie.
So
one
we
night,
have a whole.
I got drunk and made you a moon pie. Oh yeah,
well,
we did that.
We
so
had
we
a whole
YouTube
where we did prison food hacks. So you can go on my YouTube Bunny XO and watch that. It's from years ago, but it's fucking hilarious.
We were talking about this the other day. Me and Struggle, are this is how me and Struggle have stayed best friends for so long. We are like me and you. We are so much alike, but yet so different.
Right.
I do not like making. I do not. I only did it for that thing for your thing.
Right.
I do not. And I don't even think I'd eat it.
Right.
I hate eating it. I don't like being a part of it. Everything I did in jail, I left in jail. I don't play spades. I don't play dominoes. I don't play poker. Anything I did in jail, I don't do out here. It's my
right.
rule. It's just bad. Just
he wouldn't
back
even
bad.
Watch jail shows up
forever.
Until recently. Now he watches.
I still won't watch jail shows. I'll watch a little First 48.
Right, which is crazy because I used to be an avid First 48 watcher whenever we first got together, and he would get like. Turn this
yeah.
off.
I'm like, it's such a dark energy. I've been around it.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like, fuck, dude. But Struggle, on the other hand, once a week we'll throw a little jail party. And he'll go make a bunch of jail snacks at his house, at his fucking $2 million house. And he'll be in there fucking making little jail snacks and sending me videos drunk like, "You remember these?" And I'm like, "No, motherfucker, I don't." You know, my favorite little fat snack was when I'd take the moon pie and the Snickers and heat it up with the grandma cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, man.
Yeah.
I might fuck with one of those for real.
Sugar yeah. fucking overload.
Those were so good.
They
were
bomb, though. They were pretty fucking rich. After the Grammys, what are your next goals for you and for the both of you guys? Congratulations on the Grammy nomination. No one deserves them more than you. You guys are such an inspirational couple to us all.
Television.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got I'm working with a company to do something big for TV, like a scripted show, like kind of our white trash version of Shameless or Eastbound and Down, kind of Eastbound mm-hmm. and Down meets Shameless kind of thing. So that's my dream, is to get into television. But music always is my soul. I just want to keep putting out projects. You know, the scariest thing about being where we are right now, Mama, and this is answering this person too, is that I think now I feel a new pressure of like, I don't want this to be a flash in the pan.
Right.
I don't want this to be a really cool award acceptance speech that everybody listened to for a day and then lost track and I didn't have the music to back it up.
Right.
I want to continue to put out records that move people.
Right. I don't think that you could ever be a flash in the pan, baby, because this is 15, 20 years in the making.
Yeah, for sure. But we're still only as good as our last song.
I love that. And I think that I'm working with my husband on trying to have allow himself to be in the moment and to be proud of himself. And because you deserve that and you've worked so hard.
Dude, the other day on stage, Mama, we were in rehearsal and somebody walked up to one. I was talking to Wynonna and somebody said what I said to her. They reaffirmed. They was like, man, you look incredible, because she's really sharp and she's mm-hmm. very fluid. And that's why I hate that thing happening on TV, because that's the opposite of who Wynonna was mm-hmm. and is, you know. But she said, you know, I'm learning to take care of myself.
Mm.
And, man, that just like, oh, man, I felt that in like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I told her, I was like, I don't know if you know this or not, but God knew I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she was like, I'm learning to take care of myself. And that was really, really cool.
And sometimes you have to learn how to take care of yourself, you know,
sure.
Like that is just, we're not taught that as children,
mm-mm.
you know, especially from the generation of our parents. You want to answer a couple more questions? Or are you over it? Cause I see
I'm
you
good.
Looking at your phone.
No. I'm actually really good. I was just making sure I had my phone because I'm finna get rid of it. So this is the week.
You're finna what?
Get rid of the phone.
Oh, are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going phoneless like I did the first half of the
Everybody year. Always thinks that you're lying whenever you say you're going to get rid of your phone. And, like, I guess we could dive into that, because whenever him and I first got together, he didn't have a phone for 6 months. He used a fucking flip phone.
Yeah.
Nobody could get a hold of him. They had to get a hold of him. That's why all the homies, if they can't get a hold of Jay now, they hit me because of that past time. Like,
I've done it a few times. I went phoneless the first three, four months of this year. I want to do it for another 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
I don't like the pressure of the phone.
It's a lot. Well, I could only imagine having to deal with the amount of people that are on your line. You know, like, I couldn't do it. There's
I just
no
can't. I cannot, in a healthy way for myself, maintain and manage all these relationships.
Yeah.
I just can't. Because you got to think of every phase of your life that you go through, and you meet all these people and pick up all these eclectic characters along the way
mm-hmm.
and all the shit that I've been through. And then all of these people all at one time want your time. It's just overwhelming.
Everybody wants something. I talked about that on, I think, the last podcast, where it's the one thing about getting as big as we have gotten that hurts my heart a little bit, because it's like people, like even the day of the CMAs, I had people, friends of ours, hitting us. Hey, can you get us into the Opry? And it's just like, dude, like, let us have a moment without asking
right.
for something.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, man, I just can't, you know.
Yeah.
And I want to be present. And that phone takes away from my presence.
Yeah.
And the comments are starting to get unhealthy for me, because we're starting to cross into pop culture so much.
Yeah.
That even though our people rally for us and all the comments are love, every fifth one will still be somebody who'll just say something dark.
Yeah.
And I just don't even like letting that energy into my life.
Yeah, you can't, because it manifests. And.
But I love it don't happen much, though, because, boy, you got the bunny believers. And I got them motherfuckers that ride with me, boy, and they don't let that shit slide
no,
very often.
No, dude, y'all ride for us. And, man, there's sometimes I'll go to clap back, and then I see all you motherfuckers have clapped back.
And I feel
like,
bad for them.
I'm like, they got it.
I feel bad for
they
the hater.
It.
I'm
yeah.
like, damn, man.
No, they deserve
tell him
it.
He's off.
No, they fucking deserve it. All right, last question. If there was one life lesson you could teach your kids, what would it be?
There's an old famous quote that says, just because it can be counted doesn't mean it counts.
Mm.
And I think that's probably the biggest lesson I'd want to teach my children, is that something I have learned in all of this is that you can have everything going right for you, but what you really want is love.
Yeah.
And you measure a human's worth by how much they have the ability to love.
Yeah.
So I just want my children to love.
Yeah.
Everybody. For, you know, look at every story from every side. What are they teaching us in therapy? Be curious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't understand something or don't like somebody, be curious. Just try to imagine why they're like that.
Yeah.
I think that's probably one of the gifts I have that I think I'm the best at,
mm-hmm.
is I really do have the ability to look at something and go, I could see why. Some things in life bother me because you're like, I just don't fucking understand why.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But most of the time I can look at stuff and go, I could see it's a really fucked up rationale they're using there, but I could see why they feel that way.
I think another, just to add on to that question, is also, what do our kids teach us? Because I have learned, I never wanted to be a fucking parent.
Right.
That was not in my cards. I didn't want to do it. And here we are.
Yeah, fuck, I still don't.
No, I'm joking. And here we are. Yeah. And I feel like Bailey has taught some of the really most, she has calmed me and softened me and made me way more patient than I have ever been with anybody else in my life.
You know what I thought about, though? I'm going to challenge you on this.
Okay.
Because I had this thought the other day about myself. Do you think that it's age that's made us this patient, right? Or trials and tribulations? Or do you think that this is who we always were and that God just finally softened us, put us in a soft enough situation to be who we were?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Because I thought about that. It's like, with where we are in our lives right now, we could be any person we wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at a time, we could be out being the wildest we could have ever been. We choose not to be. At a time where we could be doing just, you know, like, we have access to so many things.
Yeah.
That if we'd have had access to even 4 or 5 years ago, we'd have jumped on probably.
But that's why. And I feel like God didn't give us what we wanted at that time so badly because he knew we would mishandle it.
Mm.
And I feel like you can't be this wise young because you won't live.
Right.
You know? So it's like, I feel like we had to fucking make mistakes. Mm. We had to be assholes. We had to fucking hurt people. We had to be hurt, you know, just to get to this moment. And I feel like it's a little bit of age, and I feel like it's also who we were. It's just that is what molded us.
I sure hope direction. I hope Kev on stage fucking puts an organ behind you saying that like he did me. Fucking preach.
Come on, Kev on stage. Preach. Let's go, baby.
Preach.
Well, I'm hungry, Daddy, and I'm so happy that you came by the podcast.
That's it? How long have we been doing
this?
I refuse to be shorted. 125. Oh, shit.
We're good.
Damn. How long do you normally do these things?
About an hour and a half now.
Damn. How long did Dimps get?
She got 1 hour.
Good. Yeah. Fuck you, Dimps. No, I'm joking. I love Dimps.
Let's eat some food and let's fucking kiss because you've been sitting over there looking so cute. And I was
thinking the same thing about you with your little lobe down hat brim, like you're fucking finna go rob a gas station.
Because I don't have any fucking makeup on right now. So I'm Haley was off today.
Yeah, you look like you showed up to your podcast to do a drug deal.
Listen, this is the one time all season I've been dressed to the nines, fucking everything. And then the two last podcasts of the season, I'm like, fuck it. You guys get sweats and a hat. I don't care.
And the best part was when Mimi was doing your hair, she didn't do the top at first. She was like, you're wearing a hat. She was like, but still.
I was like, I don't want to be all lumpy. It ticked my tism. I didn't want to be all lumpy.
I love you,
baby. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Congratulations on another incredible season of the Dumb Blonde podcast.
Thank you so much.
Keep racking them up.
And by the way, next time you guys see us, after the podcast with Dems drops, we will be in a new studio. So we're going to have a new set and everything. So stay tuned for that.
A lot of you have a traveling set too, though. You got a lot of big pods on the West Coast waiting on you.
Yep.
Well, bigger guest, y'all. Next season is bigger guest.
Yeah.
Bigger podcast, bigger guests, more stories. Y'all are in for a treat. I've got a little glimpse at some of the people coming on next. It's going to be big.
I love it. I'm super excited. And I love you. Let's go eat.
I love you. Bye.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode. See you next week.
What's up, you beautiful bitches?